Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for joining us. 800-531-3815, toll free coast to coast. And I promised you that Jim Morrison would be here. And I know what you're thinking, but don't think that. But he isn't here. He's not going to be here for a little while. In fact, we may not get him. We're having some difficulty finding him right now. But we'll, that's the thing about live radio, folks. You get what I get. But regardless, we're going to continue to march here. I've got some things I want to say. One of the things that Jim was going to talk to us about was exporting for small business. And I want to take at least this segment and talk about that myself, because this is something that I'm very much interested in you knowing about, and it's something that I think that we all need to know about. First, let me say that if you're a small business of any size doing anything, I don't care what you do. I don't care where you do it. I don't care if you're home-based. I don't care if you've got one employee, no employees, one employee or 100 employees. If your vision for your marketplace isn't the globe, then you're making a mistake. Now, does that mean that you need to be forsaking your neighborhood marketplace to go after some windmill tilting expedition in China? No, that's not what that means. I'm talking about your vision. I'm not talking about your activity. I'm talking about your vision. You got to make sure, we all have to make sure that when we think about our marketplace, that today we think about the globe. We think about every human being on the face of the planet, especially those who live in a place where they can get connected to the internet. But it doesn't have to be about the internet. Obviously, we all know. I mean, that's an easy one, right? That's low hanging fruit. Start a website, put up an e-commerce component on your website, and plug into the world. We all know about that. We've been over that many times. So that's one way to think about yourself and your business in terms of the globe. But there are other ways of thinking about the global marketplace, and that is through just simple, straight, traditional export. And the thing that I want you to think about, and I have to say that this is more difficult. This is not low hanging fruit. Traditional exporting is not low hanging fruit, but it's a lot lower hanging fruit than it used to be, because of some things that have been going on with the Commerce Department, with the U.S. Commerce Department, and that's a lot of help that's being made available to small businesses. So, you might be saying, you know, Jim, I hear you, but there's no way that I'm ever going to export anything. I'm a restaurant. I have a dry cleaners or whatever it might be. Okay, that's fine. I'm not saying that you absolutely will one day export. I'm just saying, please incorporate that in this idea. Just give me a little bitty piece of your vision to look beyond your borders. If I can get you to look at the globe, if I can get all of us, including myself, to look at the globe as a marketplace, then what that will do is that will cause you to at least look beyond your county line, beyond your police jurisdiction, beyond the three blocks around your business. It'll get you to look beyond that a little bit. Maybe if I can get you to look at the globe, if you live in Indianapolis, Indiana, and I can get you to think about the globe, maybe that'll cause you to reach out to customers in Evansville. If you live in Columbus, Ohio, and I can get you to think about what's going on, about the possibilities around the globe, maybe that'll cause you to do business in Dayton. It's just it's just a way of thinking about who your customers might be, who your prospects are. Because small business owners, see, in the old days, when we were just mom and pops, the little backwater companies that people didn't consider, we were taken absolutely for granted. Absolutely. We were inconsequential to most of the marketplace. That was the 21st. That was the 20th century, folks. We're not in Kansas anymore. This is the 21st century. We are in a new century. There's a whole new world out there, and it's available to you. When we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit more about how and why. And don't forget, even if you're convinced you're never going to export, you're never going to go beyond your county or your little marketplace, just give me this little bit of time. Let's talk about vision. 20 till. Stay with me. I'll be right back. We're not in Kansas anymore. We're in the 21st century, and our world has changed, and most of it's for the good. As long as we're willing to step up to the new realities and try to you know, take advantage of some of the opportunities out there. And a lot of small business owners will never export, but there are a lot of people who ultimately one day will export, but probably only if we can get their mind right. We can get them to think about the world as part of their marketplace, not just their little corner of the world.
Well, Jim, one of the things I like to point out to small business people, and of course all of the people that I represent in my association are small businesses, is that 96% of the world's consumers live outside the United States.
Say that again.
96% of the world's consumers live outside the United States.
Now, folks, you know when we say something twice, that means it's going to be on the test. So now go ahead.
So you can spend all your time concentrating on the 4%, and certainly many people do, and you can make a good living that way, but you can do a whole lot better if you're thinking about the whole 100%.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the thing that I was pointing out in the earlier segment is that if you will focus on the 100% possibility out there, then it'll cause you, in my opinion, to at least stretch your current reach, if nothing else. I mean, if you can imagine the possibilities of doing business in China, then you can probably come a whole lot nearer finding a way to do business in the next state.
I think that's certainly true. I mean, if you start trying to visualize the needs of people beyond the immediate market you're serving, it's going to help you wherever you decide to go.
Yeah. Jim, let's get into some specifics. I promised the audience, and they know this because we've had guys on from the Commerce Department, from buyusa.com. We've had your buddy Ed Coffin on a number of times before, who's a member of your board, talking about this. There's a lot of help out there for small businesses to export, isn't there?
You know, I was going to come to that, and I'm glad you mentioned it, because at every step of the process, there is plenty of help, both from the federal government and from most states. You can have an association like mine help you find trade leads abroad if you're just thinking about who might want to buy what I sell. You can have the Commerce Department people for a small amount of money or for even nothing, depending on how you set the deal up,
mm-hmm.
Go out and work with people overseas that are potential customers for you. You can get financing at discounted rates if you need that. You can get advice on the packaging and labeling requirements that might be required overseas.
Mm-hmm. The U.S. Commercial Service, Jim, right now is doing a wonderful job helping people with video conferencing.
That's right.
That's magical, isn't it?
That's right. That was the Commerce Department part that I was talking about, the U.S. Commercial Service.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Those guys are fabulous. There's people in every major city, really, in the world. And their whole job is to help you make deals.
They have an operative in another country. Pick a country. Throw a dart at the map. And they got a country, they got somebody there sitting holding the hand of a prospect,
yep,
in that country in front of a camera. You've gone to Memphis or Los Angeles or Dallas or wherever the wherever the major hub is for the commercial service. You've driven over there with your wares, and you're, you know, you put on your best Sunday go to meeting clothes, and you're sitting there all cleaned up and shiny, and you're putting your best foot forward on camera. They're doing the same thing, and all you did was drive maybe, you know, maybe 20 miles, maybe 120 miles.
I'll give you another example. There's an agency that not many people even know about called the U.S. Trade and Development Agency.
Mm-hmm.
They put on what they call reverse trade missions. That means that instead of you going over there to look for buyers, they assemble a group of buyers overseas, and they bring them on a show around the United States.
Yeah.
I get their newsletter, which is free, emailed, and it tells you about all the buyers that they're bringing through the United States. You just scan it. You think, oh, that's interesting. I might want to sell to those guys. And you just go meet them, and they're already here.
Yeah. And see, this is the good thing about this, Jim, is not only are these organizations helping you facilitate the business, but they're prospecting for you too.
Yep.
And they're not only prospecting; they're qualifying some of these prospects.
You bet. USAID, it's another agency, Agency for International Development, part of the State Department, has a wonderful website full of trade leads that they have qualified themselves. It's gtn.net. You take a look at that, and you're going to see trade leads that they have found overseas of buyers who are looking for American products.
Jim, stand by. We're going to take a break. Folks, when we come back, get your pencil and paper ready, because Jim and I are going to rattle off some websites, including his. I want you to know about the Small Business Exporters Association of the United States. And we're going to give you some websites that you can go to and do a little research. Remember this? I asked you to start the process. A couple of years ago, I said, let's start the process of finding out what it would take for you to actually export things. Ten Till, stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for staying with us. Jim Morrison is our guest. Dr. James W. Morrison is the president of Small Business Exporters Association of the United States. And we're going to rattle off some websites here for you folks. And I'll tell you, the reason I want to do this, Jim, is because I'm so excited. Every time, there's hardly a week goes by I don't find somebody in associated with the government or some trade association like yours that's trying to help small businesses export. And you know, I think people are finally realizing. To me, Jim, this is another example. What you're doing and what the government is doing is another example of people getting it about the impact that small business not only is having in the national marketplace, but the impact that we can have in the global marketplace.
Well, that's right, Jim, and a lot of companies are doing it. In 1987, there were 65,000 small American companies that exported. By last year, that was up to 225,000.
Wow. And we're not necessarily talking about huge volumes either here, are we?
Just one deal a year,
yeah.
You know. $10,000 or $50,000.
But you know what? The people that I know that are doing it, you know what their international business is? It's gravy.
It is gravy because the margins are higher overseas.
Yeah.
That's one of the best kept secrets.
And
you can make more money over there than you can over here.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy. It's the gravy for their business. Okay, let's rattle off some websites. I'm going to go first, folks. BuyUSA.com, BuyUSA.com is one that I know about that's an outstanding site. Now, Jim, you go. Give us your website.
Mine is www.sbea.org.
Now, tell us what we're going to find there.
Well, at the moment, you're going to find a little bit of a site that's under construction. I'm sorry to say, there's a little bit of bad timing here. But in a few days, when we get a couple of things finished, you're going to find a lot of content on that site, and as you would have a week ago. But it's got a lot of our old newsletters on there, which have interesting tidbits that we pick up that are helpful for small business exporters. It's got a huge members-only area for people who would like to join the association, and that includes tutorials on how to export online tutorials. It includes a lot of trade lead databases that we found. It includes access to discounted services and shipping and consulting on international trade. And it has access to a discounted trade finance service that we put together. We have a lot of, you know, just basic resources on the public part of the website, a report that you can go to that shows you what the trade barriers are in any particular country, so you'll know that before you export, just basic research you need to go through. The President's National Export Strategy is up there for people who want to see what the big picture is, what the game is as far as the government's concerned.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of stuff like that. I think that it's a real good website when it gets back up again. At the moment, you'll just see the front page of it because that's what we're working on.
There's another one called export.gov.
Yeah, and there's one called trade.gov, just to make things a little more confusing.
Yeah.
They're all really good websites with links to many other websites.
If you go to buyusa.com, you can find a link to export.gov and also a link to your local U.S. Export Assistance Center.
Very good point, Jim. Those things are in most major American cities, and they're staffed by people from SBA, by people from the Export-Import Bank of the United States, people from the Department of Commerce, and even in a few cases, people from the Overseas Private Investment Corporation.
Jim, a lot of people have shied away from exporting because it was not something they understood. It was frightening. They knew that they didn't have the capital. They were smart enough to know that they didn't have the capital to travel, to pick a country, which country do I export to pick a country, and to, you know, and to go over there and find a prospect and figure out how to swap our money and our products, et cetera, et cetera. But now a whole lot of that's being done for you. And Jim Morrison, what I want you to do, we've run out of time. We're coming up on the end of the hour. I hope you'll come back again real soon because we've got a lot more to talk about.
Well, I thank you very much for the offer, Mr. Blassingame, and I will be happy to do that. And I just hope people take advantage of all these wonderful opportunities beyond our borders.
And, folks, we will have Jim back again real soon, I promise you. This is exciting stuff. I'm glad to know Jim. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest entrepreneurial country in the world. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.